We have in the Parsha Klaisel comes to Moshe during the whole journey throughout the Midbar. Klaisel at one point comes to Moshe and they say, Vedaber Amalekim, Moshe, they complain. They speak negatively about Allah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about Moshe. They say, why do we come out of Mitzrayim? Lo Muspa, Midbar, to die in the Midbar, King Lechem, Vein Maim, and Avshenu Katzab Lechem HaKalika. We have no bread. We have no bread at all. How are we supposed to manage? We have no bread. We have no water. Now, Avshenu Katzab Lechem HaKalika. We can't take this anymore. We have this Lechem HaKalika. So they weren't saying they have no bread. They were saying they have bread, but this bread is something very Lechem HaKalika, something not very good at all. And Chazal tell us they were complaining the fact they observed that this bread that they were eating, the mon that they were eating, had something that was it operated with Erech Nes. There was no waste. It was as pure as it can get. And that being the case, it was a Michael Shel Nes, and therefore everything went in, nothing came out, everything did not follow the normal digestive process. And this should have been seen as a remarkable Nes, and perhaps originally it was, but at some point it seems to have worn off. And they complain, they look negatively at the mon, they say, Nafshenu Kotsa B'lechem HaKalika. It's a horrible thing, we don't want this, we want regular bread. What happens? The Kadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead, Vayishalach Hashem Ba'amis HaNechashim HaSraf. Hashem seems to send forth snakes that go ahead, or whatever you touch it. They go ahead and they start biting Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael gets sick. Moshe goes ahead, he puts up a Nechash, Nechashis. Whoever looks at this Nechash, they get cured. It sounds very strange. Depending on bread, the Nechash comes along, the Nechashim are biting them, then they come back, they see Nechash. Whoever's Mabit of Nechash, Nechashis, those are the ones that will be cured. What's going on over here? So I saw a very beautiful pshat from Rav Hirsch. He suggests as follows. He says that Vayishalach, the word Vayishalach Hashem Ba'am is Nechashim HaSrafim. There's a point here that the word Vayishalach is inherently different than the word Vayishlach. If you look throughout the Torah of Tanakh, you find there's a concept of Vayishlach and a concept of Vayishalach. Vayishlach means when you send something, Vayishlach Malachim Al-Sichayim, when you send something to a specific recipient, you go ahead and you send it out. So I'm not sending it out randomly, I'm sending it to a targeted address. I'm sending it to somebody, that's Vayishlach. Vayishalach, Vayhi B'shalach Parei Yisa'am. He wasn't sending them anywhere. He said, get out of here, just leave. Go wherever you want to go. B'shalach, the word shalach, is sent in, the implication is you're merely sending it out, letting things go free. Klal Yisrael lived on the eifin of a nes. They lived on a level that's completely above anything logical throughout the time in the Midbar. But at some point, as they traveled, they got used to it. And when they started getting used to it, they didn't see the Yad Hashem and what was going on some level. And they complained. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them, I'm not going to go ahead and punish you. There's no reason to punish you. The main idea here is, if you don't appreciate the nes, let me take away the nes. I'll take away the nes and see what happens. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayishalach HaNechashim. They're natural, the natural teva in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu points out later on in Dvarim, he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Melicha throughout the Midbar, a place where Nechashim, where there's Tzimayim, there's all sorts of problems in the desert. It's as natural to a desert to have thirst as it is to have Nechashim throughout the desert, because Baruch Hu held them back miraculously throughout the entire time in the Midbar. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, if you don't appreciate the nes, I'll take away my hand that was blocking them, and they will come out. I will send them out because they'll go loose. Instead of holding them back, they'll go out like they naturally would. What happens then? Whoever looks at the Nechashim, whoever looks at the Nechashim understands that this is the way you normally live in the desert. You normally live in a tremendous sakana. There's a way you can't survive for a moment. Someone understood that lesson and looked back and reflected upon what he really had all the years. He was somebody who was cured. He was somebody who was beyond getting punished at this point. The lesson here then of the parasha is twofold. First of all, a lot of times we acclimate ourselves to the to go on. We have every single day needs to go on and on and on and on. Everything about our health. Someone doesn't get sick, they don't think about it until they get sick. All their life they can go for many, many years and not appreciate it. All those things, because Baruch Hu wants to appreciate it, stop for a moment and think about what you do have. And if somebody has a moment where something goes wrong, use that moment to recalibrate and look back at what you had all along and appreciate that, and hopefully that will be a way to get back to the way one should be.